Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The 2023-24 school year is barely a week away, and families are getting prepared to put another year under their belts. With that just around the corner, Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland joined KSRM's Matt Wilson on the morning update to talk school, sports, new faces around the district, and what parents and students can do to make sure they start the school year off right. Right away, Holland wanted to emphasize the importance of registering students in advance, as well as how and where to do that.
Tuesday, August 15th, school starts for kids, and registration is available online for both new and returning students. So even if you're returning, please go and check and register your student. If you don't have internet or have difficulty with doing that online in any shape or form, or if you just happen to be in the school will help you out as well. So just please get on there. That includes things like the free and reduced lunch and breakfast in some cases. And so you have to do that online and get that all set up so your kid's ready to go.
More than just getting registered and ready to attend, however, Holland emphasized the importance of parents, family, and friends encouraging students by reinforcing good habits.
Just as the school year starts again, just for those parents and family members, just a reminder how important you are. We sometimes have to fill a lot of gaps, and we do that very happily. You know, supporting your kids, feeding them, trying to get those sleep schedules readjusted. It takes a little while to get that to happen. And then really setting those high and positive expectations for your child, for behavior, for work ethic, perseverance, integrity, all of that. It's important, the reminder that you have. And, you know, whether you're a family member, uncle, aunt, friend, you all have a role to play in our schools.
Tune into KSRM's Morning Update Show with Matt Wilson on Mondays at 8:30 to hear more from Superintendent Holland. A vehicular assault and shooting in Nikiski early Saturday morning led to a power outage for an entire neighborhood and a canine manhunt which spanned several hours. At about 3:30 a.m. Saturday morning, a Soldotna State Trooper unit on patrol responded to the report of a vehicular assault and shooting on Emerald Street in Nikiski. The report stated that John Kovich, age 41 of Nikiski, had intentionally rammed his Ford Expedition into a Chevrolet truck, pushing it off the roadway and into a power pole. The collision with the power pole resulted in a nearby neighborhood's loss of power. The report of the incident indicated that the driver of the truck being pushed off the road fired a handgun multiple times at Kovich's vehicle. When Kovich could not be immediately located by responding state troopers, the Soldotna Major Crimes Unit was notified and responded with haste. Canine Trooper Woodruff also responded to perform a canine track. Hours after the initial incident, Kovich was located unharmed. Investigation led to Kovich's arrest on 4 counts of assault 3, 1 count of criminal mischief 3, and 1 count of assault 4. Due to Kovich's relationship with the driver and passenger, these are all crimes of domestic violence. Kovich was remanded to Wildwood Pretrial Facility without incident. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is implementing the following sport fishing regulation liberalization by increasing the limits of sockeye salmon to 6 per day and 12 in possession for the Russian River and a section of the mainstream Upper Kenai River. This regulatory change is effective 12:01 Wednesday, August 9th through 11:59 p.m. Sunday, August 20th. The section of the mainstream Upper Kenai with the increased sockeye salmon limits includes the area that extends from Skelak Lake upstream to the regulatory markers located approximately 300 yards upstream of the public boat launch at Sportsman's Landing, and the Russian River from its mouth upstream to a marker located approximately 600 yards downstream from the Russian River Falls. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.